Brazil. Rio, Brazil. She's very young. She's 1 year younger than my daughter, Christina. How many of you know the song we sing just now? It's composed by Christina. Yeah. Just kind of feel that connection. I sing the song, I say, well, I know this song. Fabiana and her mom migrated to Germany when she was 6 years old. She was born again and started to follow Jesus at age 14. Then she participated in church ministry, in worship, and translation. Then she went back to Brazil to a Baptist theological seminary to study for 2 years. And that's where she met this wonderful young man, Isaac. It's a good place to meet a partner, life partner. That's where I met my wife. Actually, I was the first person she saw when she drove into the parking lot. I didn't know that. She didn't know that, okay? And they have 2 years training there, and they marry, and they return to Germany to serve in the international church for 3 years. And her ministry focus are youth teaching, worship and praise, woman cell group. She's very gifted, multi-talent. Counseling. Her special gift are prophetic utterance and exaltation and teaching. I met Isaac last year when I went to Randy Clark Conference in Bethel Church, and through mutual friends introduced me. We had a meal together. And last December, Brother Peter in the Kingdom Prayer Center introduced us again. We met both of them this time, and I'm so happy to know them. And they love the Lord. They are students in the second year of Bethel Supernatural School of Ministry. I never heard a school's name like that. For Supernatural, it's wonderful. So now we turn the time to Fabiana to listen to the supernatural story. Okay, we welcome her.
Hey, hello, good morning. I woke up this morning and I realized that I have to preach in English and that I never did it in English before. So I'm sorry if I use some words that are maybe strange, but I'm going to give my best. But yeah, I really like the introduction to hear all of that. I did not know that I had all these giftings, so probably it was my husband who sent all of that. But I'm really honored to be here this morning, and yeah, as you can imagine, I'm Brazilian, and I married a Chinese, and we're really different. And for the beginning of our marriage, it was really different and really new everything to have a... And actually, we have three cultures in our marriage, because I grew up in Germany, so I was raised up really German. But I like more the Brazilian part of me, I think. They have more better food and are happier people. So, but I grew up really German, and then I married a Chinese, so now we have like three cultures in our house. So it's challenging, but it's beautiful. I said that I'm really happy to get to know and have a Chinese part now of me that is so different. And I love Chinese food, but I'm not used to hot water or a lot of tea. I tried, but I just can't do that. So, but the most of the time we eat Chinese food at our house, and it's really delicious. But it's fun. It's fun. I think if you get to hang out with us, you see that we are so different. But I feel like we bring the different and then together. And I always say we have the kingdom culture, not different culture, but we have the kingdom culture in our house. So yes, thank you for having us. And we just came back from Asia. We were with Bill Johnson on a ministry trip, and we went to Japan, to Thailand, and to Singapore. It was 10 intensive days. I have never slept so less in my life. I think we just slept 5 hours every day. And we were in different conferences, and we prayed the whole day, and we could listen to Randy Clark and Heidi Baker and Bill Johnson. So it was amazing. I still feel like I'm in jet lag, but it's getting better and better. And so, and then this week we had Randy Clark again in school. He had a healing impartation school, what was awesome, but I was like, I can't hear him anymore. After 10 days in Asia, I was just like, I need a little break from Randy. Because he likes to teach in the same stories and has the same teaching. So I didn't went to all the meetings. I don't know if I can say that, but so it was great too. So we just came back last Saturday, and we are in Bethel, yeah, for 2 years, and it has totally changed my life. Because I feel like we have been pastors, and we did everything that we have to do, but I remember when we decided to come here, we realized we are preaching the gospel, but we are not seeing the dead raised, we are not seeing like the sick getting healed, and that's why we decided to come to Bethel. Because we were doing all our religious thing, but we were not living in the supernatural. So coming to Bethel was a shock in the beginning because we did not know this part and all this manifestation and all this screaming, and we were not used to that. So I was really shocked in the beginning. I thought we did a mistake, like, let's go back, they're all crazy. But after some months, we got used to it, and I think we are now crazy as them. I love to scream around and seeing angels and doing all of that. So it was really the best decision to come here. And then, yeah, in May, we're going to go back to Germany, and we decided to start a new church. So we're going to move to another city, and it's, yeah, really exciting what the Lord's going to do through us and in us. So I love Germany, and I really thought that I would love America, and I like it here, but I really, since I'm here, I realize how much I love Germany and how much I love the German food and the Germans and everything. But I like America, but I really miss Germany. I don't like American food, so it's really hard to live here and not to find the right food. So I'm excited to go back home. And yeah, as I was praying this week, we didn't have a lot of time to prepare. We just came Saturday back, and then I was sleeping all the time because we were jet-lagging, and then we had the Randy Clark conference. So as I was praying this week, I was like, Lord, I don't have a lot of time. What should I share? I don't know really the church. And it was really easy because I just felt the Holy Spirit just telling, share your testimony. And I have a testimony who started really sad, but the Lord is amazing, and he turned around our history, and he changed everything. So today I want to just share my testimony with you, and as I saw, it's roots of rejection. And yes, I hope really it can encourage you, and in the end, I would like to pray for you. So my mom, she was pregnant with me when she was 15. So it was a shock for her, and she found out. So she tried to abort me 3 times, and it never worked out. So today I think like the Lord had a beautiful plan in my life because she did everything that you can imagine to abort. And then when she was 7 months, she found out there's a baby still there. Like she said that I started moving and she was like, oh, the baby is still here. So I was born when she was 15. And of course, she was really poor in Brazil and she didn't want me. So she gave me away to my grandmother's side. And so I lived with my grandmom till I was 6 years old. And my mom, she married then a German, and when I was 6, she picked me up and my sister, it was me and my sister, and we went to Germany. So I never had a good relationship with my mom, and she was really aggressive, and every time at home she would tell me, oh, because you were born, and you just did you're a mistake, and you should not be born. And so I grew up really fearful, and I never talked with my mom, and she did a lot of witchcraft. So in Brazil, they have a lot of where they worship like demons, but it's like in the Catholic Church, but they still have like demons and saints that they worship. So I grew up with a lot of fear, and I would see how she would be possessed at home, and it really worked. Like she would give food to the saints, and the next day the food was not there anymore. So it was something really real. But and so I grew up, and I cannot say that I liked her. I hated her, and it was the same feeling that she didn't like me. So I grew up with a lot of fear. I remember I was so shy that we would have visitors and I would hide under my bed because I didn't want to talk to them. And she was really aggressive. So when she would be possessed, she would just beat us a lot. And we would, of course, cry and scream. So when I was 11, it's kind of an orphanage. They took me out of home because they saw I had a lot of scars on my body. And she really beat us a lot. So I came out of my house and I think I lived there just for a month because I asked to go back home because I since I was really shy and I wasn't a person that talked a lot, living with a lot of other girls who really would talk a lot and telling about their life, I really suffered more there than I suffered at home. So I decided to go back home. My sister decided to stay there, so she never went back home. And she lived there till she was 18. And then with 18, she got her own house. So I didn't really grow up really connected with my sister. But I went back home, and of course it was hard, and it was terrible, and I remember I tried to hide everything I did in my house. I was really afraid that my mom, she would say something, and she was really mean because she didn't have Jesus too. So when I was 12, I remember that something changed, and my mom got home, and she had accepted Christ. And then suddenly, it was hard because I saw that she's changing, but in my heart, I couldn't believe that she's changing. So I would even judge her and say, oh, now is she trying to bring something new and you're still mean? And I could see that she tried to change and she even asked me for forgiveness, but I couldn't really forgive her. And when I was 14, I accepted Jesus. And I remember it was a service and it was huge. And the guy was talking about the Father's love, and I never felt love in this world, and you must imagine the roots of rejection, it starts a lot of time in the womb. So since that day that my mom tried to abort me several times, I always felt rejected. So I was like, I was not supposed to be in this world. My mom and my dad, they don't love me, and I hated myself. So when he was talking about the Father's love and he chose you in the mother's womb, and I remember I was sitting there, I was like, can this be real? Like, I'm loved, I'm wanted, and so I gave my life to Christ. And, you know, you think that you gave your life to Christ and everything is going to be perfect and you're going to love each other and it's going to be awesome, but it wasn't. So, and I think I was really good at to come to the church, and I started in the worship team, and I started to do the children ministry, and I did everything. And I feel like for 10 years, I was in the church, and for people, I was like this awesome example. I was this young girl who did everything, and I started evangelizing. And I feel like I did not know who I was in Christ, so I started doing a lot of things in the church to get the attention. But when I was in bed and when I was alone, I still felt the emptiness. And it's funny because the Bible says in John 10:10 that Jesus came to give us life in abundance. But a lot of time when I look at the church, a lot of the people are not living this abundance life. We are really good at Sunday to pretend everything is pretty good and we smile and have our Sunday face on, but a lot of time when we go home and when we lay in our bed, things are not really like that. And I really experienced it for till I was 24, or even, yeah, maybe a little bit before that. I was good at church and I was good in doing everything, but I didn't have the really love of Christ. And it's funny to say, but I feel like that even in a lot of churches, people have the roots of rejection, but they never go and get help, or they never try to really say what they have. So that's why everywhere I go, I told the Lord, Lord, I really wanted that my testimony sets other people free, that people have the courage maybe to stand up and then to say, oh, yes, maybe I have that. I have that spirit of rejection. And Psalm 147 says, he heals those who have broken hearts, and he takes care of their wounds. So for us to have a life of abundance, sometimes we have to be real and to have let the ugly stuff come out. So with 14, and as I accepted Christ and went to the church, I went to Brazil to study theology. And I had, I don't know if you're familiar with Sozo or inner healing. So I had this inner healing session where for the first time I could tell a person what I was really feeling. And it's funny because you start believing all the lies. So all of my life, even in church, when someone would say no to me, I would feel like, oh, I'm rejected. See, no one loves me. I'm not wanted. I'm nobody. So, and that was for years. And even when I got married, I thought, now that I'm getting married and I'm marrying a pastor, everything's going to be perfect and we're going to love each other and be happy forever. And then when we had our first fight, I was like, oh, he's rejecting me. He's rejecting me. I'm not loved. He don't love me. So I took all of that I had for years and I took this into my marriage, and I felt rejected for a long of time. And it's funny because a lot of time the person is not even rejecting you, but it's something that's coming for you that you were carrying for years. So I was like, I was feeling rejected when I started working in the church, and the pastor would like say that I did something wrong or something, and I was like, oh, they rejected me, he hates me, and he don't love me, and I'm terrible, and I would have all these lies in my head. And then talking with other people doing counseling, I realized a lot of people are carrying all these lies. And it's so much easier because you're so used, you have a behavior path. So I was so used to be like that. And always, when you have the spirit of rejection, you always blame the other person. So it was easier for me to say, oh, my husband is terrible, my mom, I hate him, my dad is terrible, and the church hates me, because I'm so used to go into this path. Since one day the Lord told me, you have to change your mindset. So it was hard because I totally had to change, and I like this path. I like to be like, oh, I'm the poor person. Oh, no one loves me. Oh, you are all mean. My husband, he's terrible. Lord, forgive him. So it was so much easier to blame all the people around me, since one day I realized, no, I'm not a victim. And so I just really want to encourage you when you saw, and it's not just the spirit of rejection. A lot of time can you feel alone, you have depression and other things, and you always like to blame other people. But there's one day where you have to decide to say no. So I remember when I started all this healing process that I wanted to go in this path again and feeling like I'm the victim. And sometimes I had to say, no, I'm not. And I had to decide to go the other path and to changing my mindset and say, no, I am loved, I am wanted, oh, I did this mistake. It was not other people who did it, I did this. So I had to decide, and I confess it was a long journey, and a lot of time, even today, I have to decide to go against it. I don't feel like it's totally, it's a decision for me, and I don't feel like it's perfect and I'm healed all the time, but there are days where I still like feel like, oh, this person is rejecting me. But today I can decide which path I'm going. Will I go this way and blame everyone and cry and lay in my bed? Or can I decide with the Lord, no, I am loved. He chose me in my mother's womb and he loves me. So I really want to encourage you today that wherever you still have in your heart and that you don't really show other people and you're a really good Christian, but you know in your heart when you lay in your bed there are still things that hurts you, to start to declare things and to start to declare. And I wrote some scripture here that I started to declaring when I went through all this. And when I did my inner healing, it was the craziest thing in the world because the person was praying for me and she was like my mom. So she would say, I'm like your mom and I ask you for forgiveness. And I remember that I started screaming and it was like I went back into my mother's womb. And I could feel all the pain, all the rejection that I got in the womb. And I remember that I started screaming like a baby. It was really a sound like a baby. And at that time, when she was just saying all the words, I could hear screaming. I could hear the Lord telling me, you're so wanted. Maybe your parents didn't plan you or they were too young. But I could see how he planted me in my mother's womb and how much he loved me. And this encounter with the Lord totally changed me because I was like, I am wanted, I am loved. And even, and there's going to be rejection. I'm pretty sure that everyone here experienced rejection in his life. And you're going to experience a lot of time because we are human and a lot of time we hurt each other. But today I can decide to be different and I can even decide to not reject you. Because it's really easy when we just think we are rejected. But a lot of time we reject other people too. And even in churches, we can reject a lot of people. So today I can decide to not reject. And I really want to encourage you not just to be on that side, I am the rejected one, but to think how many times you have maybe rejected someone. And a lot of time we start even with little children because the rejection starts when you're really young. So even the words that you say to your kid, because I remember my mom, she would say, oh, you're so ugly and I hate you and you're going to be a terrible person. I wish you would die. Or I remember one day I brought her my homework and it was not a good grade. And she was like, you're so stupid. You will be nobody. And a lot of time if you are parents, we say some really stupid things to our kids. And so we start the rejection when they're really little. So we all know in the Bible say our words, they have power. So I really want to encourage you. Are you rejecting maybe your children? Are you rejecting your spouse? Because your words, because remember, that words, they would be in my heart forever. And a lot, you know, I was a Christian. I know to do the right things, but I couldn't forget the words that she would say about me. And I grew up believing, oh my gosh, I'm stupid and no one's going to love me and I'm ugly. And I grew up believing that, and I needed a really encounter with the Lord for the Lord to heal me for that. So I really want to encourage you to take care of the words that you are using, even if you have little children and they can make us crazy sometimes, and to really take care of what you are saying, because one word of rejection can be a seed for a lifetime and it's going to take forever for the person to heal. So I really want to encourage you to take care of your words, not just with your kids, with your spouse. And a lot of time my husband can make me crazy and I want to say things and then I remember, oh no, these words, they can be like death. It can really hurt you for a lifetime. So I really want to encourage you, take care of your words, use your words with wisdom, and start to declare in the word of the Lord. So I love to do declaration because it really helped me in my journey, because I'm more an introvert, so I would not talk a lot about my feelings. So when I started this declaration, and I learned a lot of this at Bethel too, they love to do declaration, to speak things out loud. So if you have any of these things, is it depression, is it the roots of rejection, things that you're still carrying in your life, start to declare the words of the Lord. And sometimes we have to declare it loud for us to hear it and for the devil to hear it too. So a lot of time when I still feel the rejection and the fear coming, I say, devil, no, I am loved, I am chosen, I am forgiven, I'm a new creation. So I want to encourage you, start to say things out loud. And when I'm at home alone and I know no one is around, I start to walk around and to do declaration. And even if I feel like sometimes I'm crazy, and one day I was doing this in my house and I could see the neighbor from the other side, and I was like, no, I'm choosing in the name of Jesus, and kind of like, and he was just looking outside of me, like, wondering, what is she doing? So even if it's crazy for other people, I really want to encourage you, the word of the Lord is the word that can set us free. So to start to declare everything that is in the word, and even declare over your children. We don't have children yet, but I was in the children ministry, and I started really to declare the words of the Lord. And even when they were not understanding, I could see there something was changing and different. So a lot of time I would just speak over them, you're wanted, you're so loved, we love you, you have so much to give, and you're so smart, and I love the way you talk. And because we can, a lot of time, depress people with our words. So I really want to encourage you, use your words and take away the roots of rejection. Don't reject other people. Don't blame or don't be the victim if you were rejected. But with the word of God, with declaration, you can be totally set free. So I really want to bless you with that. And I would love for us to close our eyes. And I would love for you to picture Jesus in front of you. And for you to take all the lies that you were believing till today, doesn't matter what, in what area, but all the lies you were believing, and I want you to take these lies and to give it back to Jesus. So all the lies, maybe, oh, I'm not wanted, or oh, this church don't love me, my husband or my wife don't accept me, all the lies, I don't know which area. And there is Jesus in front of you. And I want you, and it's like Jesus has his arms open. I want you to give, to picture this, all these lies, and to give it back to Jesus. Yes. Yes, Lord, we invite your presence right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, God, because you make all things new. Thank you because we are chosen by you for a good purpose. Because your words are the voice of truth and reality. God, in Jesus' name, we invite you right now, and I just ask you that you can reveal yourself to every person that is here. And if there's any still roots of rejection, any depression, any sadness, Lord, and you can take it away in Jesus' mighty name. I ask that your angels can come right now and touch everyone's mind, and take away every word that they received when they were younger, that they received maybe last week, everything that really hurts their heart, Father, in Jesus' name. I just ask that you can come right now and heal us in Jesus' name. Thank you, God, because you're such a good Father, and we can trust you. Thank you, God, because you washed away all our sins. And every word that people said against us, we want to release them in Jesus' name. And we speak forgiveness of a person who really hurt us, Lord. And we ask you for forgiveness if we hurt other people, when we rejected people, when we said words that we shouldn't say, Father, in Jesus' name. I just ask you, God, that you can come and bring your fresh wind and love over us. We want to be baptized with your love. We want to be so loved in you that we can bring this love to other people. Yes, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name, we ask you for more, God. And I just thank you because all the lies, we took it away and we're going to replace it with your truth. And I want you to still close your eyes to ask the Lord, what is the truth that he's given to you? Because you gave him the lies, and now Jesus is going to give you the truth about you. So just receive God's truth about you. The truth is God loves you. The truth is you were delivered from the power of darkness and translated into God's kingdom. The truth is you are forgiven of all your sins and washed in the blood. The truth is you are beautiful and you were chosen to make the difference in this world. But I want you to receive your own truth. What is the Lord telling you? Yes, Lord. Thank you because you love to speak to your children. Thank you, God. Yes. And I just felt like the Lord is bringing a refreshing spirit even into this church. And what I felt like was that there's person or people who are really called to the deliverance ministry and to do like a sozo ministry, but you don't feel like you're totally healed, so you cannot bring healing to other people. But the Lord is saying that you should enjoy the process, and while you are in this process, he's using you to bring healing to people who are in that process. And another thing that I felt, that there are lots of people here called to prophesy to the prophetic ministry. Yeah. But you, a lot of times, you think that's words from your mind, and you don't use the words. You don't use, a lot of time you got words for people, but you don't say it because you feel like, oh, another person's going to say it. But I really want to encourage you to step into your giftings and step into your calling in Jesus' name, and to use your prophetic words to encourage other people here in this church. Yeah, Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, God. We thank you for this day, and we just ask you that this week we're going to go different than this week. We're going to declare your words, and we're going to know exactly where we are in you. And I thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. So I'm going to be here around, so if you feel like you still have things in your heart that you would like to share, that would you like to receive prayer, I would love to pray for you. And if you can, you feel like the word really touched you, or you still have the roots of rejection, I would really love to pray for you. And thank you so much for listening to me, and God bless you.
Thank you so much. If you want to meet her, we'll be in the next room, because